This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavim. We're continuing with Sechta Nedarim, Daf Pei Tesamad Aleph. I think it's amazing that today's Gemara is discussing the Tzukim that we laid in this morning in Parashas Matos. Okay, so Mamish Davar Yafa B'Itai. The Mishnah began on Pei Chesamad Beis, discussing the pasuk in this week's parsha, v'neder almano grusha yakmala, the nedarim of a widow or a divorcee will be affirmed. Meaning, the Ran explained, obviously it will be affirmed, there's no one to annul it. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Kate said, amra harini nazira, la'achar shloshim yam, a woman who's an almano or a grusha. She says, I'm a nazir after 30 days. Afal pi shenisis b'tech lamid yam, even though she marries within 30 days, any yachal hafer cannot be annulled. Why? It goes by the time of the neder. The time of the neder, she wasn't married. And Elamai, she got married. Well, we already learned that a baal is not mefer be koidman. Remember that? That a husband cannot annul nedarim that were made previously. Now, the Mishnah continues. This is where we're up to. Nodra v'hibershus habaal. If she made a nether in the domain of the husband, mefila, he could annul it. Kate said, how? Amra harini nazira lachar shloshim. Let's say I'm going to be a nazira after 30 days. And then, afal pi shenis almana in esgarsha besoch shloshim, even if she became an almano or a grusha within 30 days. She says, I'm going to be nazira after 30. And then she became an almana or a grusha within 30. But meanwhile, the husband annulled it, hareza mufar. It is annulled. Because in this case, it also goes by the time he made the neder, not goes by the time that she made the nether, and the time she made the nether, she had a husband. So in case one, she made the nether at a time she didn't have a husband, and he can't annul it. Case two, she made the nether when she had a husband, and he could annul it. But the Mishnah says, Nadra Boibiyim. If she made a nether on the day she got married, the day she did Nesuin, v'neskarsha b'yayim, and then she got divorced that day, hechzira b'yayim, and he took her back. Enu yachal hafer. He can't be made for the nether. So even though in this case, she made the nether when she was married, but then she got divorced, and the husband took her back, he can't annul it. Zeh haklal. Well, here's the rule. Kol sheyatzel l'shus atzma sha'achas. Anytime she leaves her own domain, even for a moment, you cannot annul the neder. Okay. Here we go. Let's see the Ran. The Ran, I think for this Amud, we have to do a lot of Ran. Nadra b'yayim, the Ran says. B'yom shenisus, on the day she did nesuna, k'du ukam la v'perkin ha'marasa, like we learned earlier on Daf Ayin Beis. B'shenisus, she did nesuna, v'nskarsha b'yom, she divorced on that day, v'chzir b'yom, and he took her back. Ena yachal hafer, she'en abal mefer b'koidmen. The husband cannot annul nedarim that were made previously. Elamai, he only did erusin. V'hach chazar de erusin b'chudhi, nami eni yachal hafer b'shutfis ha'av. If he just did erusin, he also can't do hafara together with the father, because since she had previously done nesuin, she left the domain of the father. Shuv ein la'aviyaz chuspa. V'chi katani nadra b'yayim. Why does it say she made the neder that very day? L'rabusa nakde, as a chiddush. Da'af agav de b'yayim ha'yisa b'shus aviyah. Even though on that very day she was in her father's domain, kodem shenadra, before she made the nether. On that very day she was still in her father's domain. Afil hachi kiven shenisis, since she did nesuin, ein la takana. There is no takana. Afilu ba'oysa yoyim atzmai, even on that very day. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Amana Ugrusha Sha'amra, if a widow or a divorcee says, Harini Nazira Lech She'en Aseh, I'm going to be Nazira when I get married. Vinissis, and she gets married. So Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Yafer. Rabbi Shmuel says, you go by the time the neder is chal. And it's chal when she's married. So when she's married, the husband could annul it. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it goes by when the neder takes effect. Rabbi Kiva Amar Lo Yafer. Rabbi Kiva says he can't annul it because Rabbi Kiva says it goes by when the neder was made. And when the neder was made, when the neder was made, she wasn't married. It says the Gemara, V'simana yalili. The simon is the eighth day musical hit called Yalili. It was before your times. You know, you're not going to remember it. But what is exactly is the simon? The simon is Yalili. That's the simon. What does this mean? Let's see if we can figure this out. Let's see the Ran. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yafer, the Srile de Basar Chaloy Sanedarzin. Rabbi Shmuel says, you go when the Nether is Chav, Loy Basar Mir, not when you say it. Rabbi Kiva Amar Lo Yafer, Dazlina Basar Amira. Rabbi Kiva says, you go when it was said. Now, what exactly is this simon? Now, let's see, does Rashi explain? V'simin Yalili. Take a look in the Mefarish. Kalaymar, Baba Rishayna Tanei Yafer. In case one of the Mishnah, it says, Yafer. Right, in the Mishnah, it's actually the second case of, let's see. The first case is Yafer. I guess the case of the Mishnah, Nadra v'Hibur Shus Habal Meferla. That's Yafer. Then case two is Nadra b'Avim is Garsha lo Yafer. Then case three is lo Yafer, and case four is Yafer. So let's see how this plays out. Eishes ish Shamra. Or maybe it's going on, the first Braisa says, Rabbi Shmuel is Yafer, that's the Yod. Rabbi Kiva says, Lo Yafer. Then, as opposed to this next case, Eisha says, Sha'amra, Hareini Nazira, Lech She'asgarsh. A married woman says, I'll be a Nazira when I'm divorced, V'nisgarsha. So Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Lo Yafer. Because it's Chal when she's divorced and he's not married. Rabbi Kiva Amar Yafer, because it goes by when she made it. So maybe I think Yalili means Braisa 1, we have Yafer, Lo Yafer. Yud, Yafer, Lo Yafer. Braisa 2, we have Lo Yafer, Yafer. That's the Yalili. In other words, the opinions of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva switch. In Braisa number 1, it's Rabbi Shmuel Amar Yafer, Rabbi Kiva Lo Yafer. Right, so number two, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lo Yafer, Rabbi Kiva Yafer. Basically, they're consistent. Rabbi Shmuel goes by when it's Chal, Rabbi Kiva goes by when you make it. Now, Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Where does Rabbi Shmuel get his din from? Harehu Oimer, the Pasuk says, in other words, where does Rabbi Shmuel get it goes by when it's Chal? It says, the neder almana ugrisha, the neder of a woman who's a widow or a divorcee, v'neder almana ugrisha yakum aleha, Okay, so you can't annul the neder of an almana grusha, which we learn out, ad sheyehe neder b'shas almanos v'gerushin. That means, until the husband could only annul it, ad, until, meaning, if not, unless it's a neder at the time of almanos and gerushin. So if it, meaning, the neder almano grusha, yakum aleha. The husband can't annul it unless it's chal when she's amana or grusha. If it's chal when she's amana or grusha, Rabbi Shmuel says that he can't be made for it. Because Rabbi Shmuel says it goes by when it's chal. Look in the Ran. Ad shei neder b'shas amana sugerushin. V'neder hainu chalois ha-neder. When it says v'neder means when the neder is chal. Hukach bein b'reisha bein b'seifa. Therefore, in both cases, basar chalois ha-neder isla n'mezel. We go by the chalois. Ad sheyehe iser haneder. Until there's iser haneder. Let's see. Let's see the Vayter in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Savar, no. Rabbi Kiva says it goes by when you made the neder. Harehu Omer Koil Asher Asra Al Nafsha. Anything she answers on herself, which means the husband could annul it. Ad Sheyehi Yisurei Neder B'Shas Almanos V'Gershin, unless she made it when she was an Alman or Grusha. Kol Asher Asra Al Nafsha. It's going by the time you made the neder. Look in the Ran. Ad shei neder b'shas almanos v'gerushin v'neder hainu. I'm sorry. Ad shei iser haneder k'shi oiseres atzma b'neder. When she answers herself, shakol hoylech achar sha shu noider. It all goes by the moment that you make the neder. Fine. Amar Rav Chisda. Now, if you look in the Mishnah says b'feirush noideres v'hi b'shus habal meferla. So hareini nazira la'achar lamed. So even if she became an almana or a grusha, if he, the husband could annul it, that goes like Rabbi Akiva. So I'm Rav Chisda, since Rabbi Akiva he. The Rav Chisda says, the Mishnah is clearly like Rabbi Akiva, that we go by the time you made the neder, not at the time that the neder is chal. Abai Oimer, afilu tem Rabbi Shmuel. Abai said it could even be like Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Shmuel says it goes by the chalois haneder, and in this case, it's chal after the husband died or divorced her. So, how could Rabbi Shmuel be compatible with the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel says it goes by the chalois, and in the Mishnah, it's chal later. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say explicitly, "Almana ugrusha sha'amra hareini nazira lichshe anase"? Rabbi Shmuel says yafer. You could, as opposed to eishes ish sha'amra hareini nazira lichshe esgarish. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm lo yafer. So the case of Eisha Sisha Amar Rein Azir Lechshas Garish is exactly parallel to Nadra V'Hibr Shas Habal, and she became Alman or Grisha. And yet Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo Yafer. So how could Rabbi Shmuel be consistent with the Mishnah? The answer is, there's a difference if he says, I'm going to be a Nazira after 30 days, or if he said, or if she says, I'm going to be a Nazira after the marriage is terminated. Rabbi Shmuel says if you say that you're a Nazir after the marriage is terminated, then it goes by when the neder is chal. And it's chal after the marriage, he can't be made for it. But if you say after 30 days, you're not inherently making it dependent on when the marriage is terminated. You're pushing it off to a later date. It happens to be before that later date comes, the marriage has been terminated. So Rabbi Shmuel indeed says it goes by the chalois, but that's only when you specify that the chalois will be when the marriage no longer exists. If you delay the chalois and it happens to be at that time the marriage doesn't exist, then Rabbi Shmuel would say you could annul it. Says Gemara, Masnisin Talia Nafsha Biyomi. In the Mishnah, she made it hinged on days. Braisa Talia Nafsha Binasun. In the Braisa, she made it dependent on Nisuin. Let's see the Ran. Masnisin Mani. Rabbi Kivi hi da azal basar shasamira. No, afilu tema Rabbi Shmuel dechi azal Rabbi Shmuel basar chalois haneder. When does Rabbi Shmuel go by the chalois hanimili kitali nafsha benesuin? I begerishin. That's why he'll call kivin she efshar la amiras haneder ve chalois haneder shir bershus echad. Since you made it dependent on marriage or gerishin, the amira and the chalois cannot be at the same domain. So, Sirele the Rabbi Shmuel, Dazlina Basa Chalois Haneder. Avo Masnisin Dole Talian Avshel B'Yoyme in the Mishnah, where you're not making it dependent on Kedushin, you're making it dependent on days. Ve'evsher Deshalmu Yoyme, it's possible Ve'evsher Deshalmu Yoyme. And it's possible that the days were complete, v'loy minseva, and the marriage didn't happen. Shomu yomi the days were v'loy megarsha. V'nimtzu shetei amiras haneder v'chalos v'shosachar. It could be both happened in the same domain. Afilu kishenishtana rishus. So then, even if the domain switches, shenises and esgarsha, moedu Rabbi Shmuel debasar amiras linan. Rabbi Shmuel only makes it dependent on the chalois when the two cannot be in the same domain. But if they could have been, and they happen not to be, then Rabbi Shmuel would concede it goes basar amira, v'loy basar chalois. Because at least in the beginning it was roy for it to be chal during that time. Now, so therefore, the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Shomu Yoyme V'lein Nisgarsha. If the days happened and she wasn't divorced, meaning, let's go to the last case of the Mishnah. Nodra Babiyim. Not the very last case. In other words, Nodra V'hi B'rshus Habal. So it could be she wouldn't have been divorced in that case. Or in case number one, it could be she wouldn't be married. So even though she happened to be married, it goes by the Amira. It doesn't go by the Chalois, because the Chalois is circumstantial. It happens to be in the first case of the Mishnah, she got married when it's chal. It happens to be in the second case of Mishnah, she got divorced when it was chal. Rabbi Shmuel says, I only care about chalois when it has to be the chalois happened at a later time. But if it didn't have to happen that way and it just happened to have happened that way, then I'm not concerned with when it's chal. I'll go by when it was made. So Rabbi Shmuel is consistent with the Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about the last case of the Mishnah. Zeh HaKlal. The klal is anytime she leaves the domain of the father, of the husband, he can't be mefer. Now, what's going on over here? Let's see the Gemara. Ze haklal diktani gabe nara hamurasa. The ze haklal that it says by nara hamurasa. This means as follows. The Ran says beperkin de nara hamurasa hu de tanan ze haklal. In previous parak, Parag Narmaras, it says Zehaklal, Kol Shalo Yotza Lershus Atzma Shah Achas. If she did not go out into her domain for one moment, Aviyu Bala Mefir Nidara, the father and the husband could be made for a Nidara. We're now examining what it says in the earlier Perek, Zehaklal, that if she never left her own domain, then her father and her husband are made for her nedarim. What does that come to include, that she never left her own domain? Let's say like this. The husband sent shluchim to retrieve the woman, and the father went along with them, so he never relinquished her. Or the agents of the father accompanied the agents of the husband. Binara hamurasa, if she was a nara and she did erusin, but she never went into her own domain, that her father and husband could be made for her nadarim, because she never went out into her own domain even momentarily. Now that's the Zeha Klal and Perek Nara Murasa. What about the Zeha Klal and Perek Ve'ilu Nidarim? We're learning Perek Ve'ilu Nidarim. Let's say somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night. Somebody said, no, what are you learning? Which Perek? Ve'ilu Nidarim. I'm just telling you now, you know. It's good to know. It's like sometimes you have like a bachar at the table. He's spending his whole day, he's learning, Gemara. He's learning one Amud. He's been learning the Amud for the last 3.5 years. He said, what parak are you learning? He can't answer. He has no idea what parak is. But it's always good to know, to be able to say what parak you're learning. You're learning parak ve'ilu nedarim. What does it mean? Zois zeha klal in ve'ilu nedarim. Says the Gemara, zeha klal diktani gaba ve'ilu nedarim la'asuye. You know what it means? Anyone who went out into her own domain for a minute, the husband can't be mefer. Masar ha'av l'shluchei abal, if the father gave her over to the agents of the husband, aisha masru shluchei av l'shluchei abal, so that's considered that she left the reshus of the father. Shein abal mefer b'kodmin, now the husband cannot annul nedarim that were made previously. Because once the father or the shluchei av give her to the shluchei abal, the father relinquishes his rights over her. So from here in, the husband could annul all the nadarim, but he can't be made for bekoidman. Says the Ran, Ze'aklal, diktoni gabinar marasa, the perikin, in our perik, Dinar Murasahu, the Tanan Zakal Koshla Yotzur Shus Atzma Sha'achas, as long as she didn't go out into her own domain for a moment, Avio Bala, the fear in the Reha, La'asuye Holach Ha'av im Shulche Habal. So that's talking about, I'm sorry, what it said in Nara Murasa. That namely, even though she is going with the Shluchei Habal, but since the father or his agents walk with them and walk with her, she has not left the domain of the father, and the father and the husband could be made for an Adar. Meaning what we say in Parag Namarasa, namely, it says over there, if she did not leave the domain of the father, both of them could be made for her nedarim. It says, as long as she didn't go out into her own domain, the father and the husband could be made for nedarim. That means as long as the father or his agents are walking with them. And now what it says in our perek Zehaklal, Zehaklal diktani gabi ilu nedarim kolomer beperkin dahacha, la'asuye masar ha'av l'shluchei abal, that once the father gives her over, the kivin shamasor lahem shuv ein lavir rishus. But once he gives it over to them, the father has no rishus. Dahava lahach mesira kinesuin, because this giving over is like nesuin shahabal mefer benedarim Shatidar min Yisraelech, the husband could be made for from Nesuin and on, Aval Nadarm Shanadra Kfar, but the previously made Nadarm Loish, ain't about made for Bekoidman, like we started this year. Uchshe Uvishut Fuse Da'av Nami Loi. He doesn't do it with the partnership of the father. Meaning, even with the partnership of the father, the husband cannot be made for bin Nadarim. The Bahach Masira, because once the father gave her over, Yatzisam Rishos Aviyah, she leaves the domain of the father, Veshuva Ein Loi Zuchuspa, and he has no Zuchus in her. That's the Zeha Klal in our Perek. Okay, now we start a new Mishnah. Nine cases. We'll start it. Teisha na'arois nidreyen kayamin. There are nine kinds of na'arois that their neder stands and they cannot be annulled. There are nine kinds of women that leave the domain of the husband and their nedarim cannot be annulled. Look in the Ran. Hanuch teisha, these nine women, kulu isnuhu b'chlal tlas, they could be they're all encompassed in three cases. Dahainu, Yisoyma b'chaye ha'av. You could have an orphan girl and the father's still alive. How's that? She somehow left his domain. Or v'yisoyma mamish, an actual orphan. Or ubaygeras, a woman who reached age. So either a real Yisoyma b'chaye ha'av, or ubaygeras. In each of these three cases, he yoitza'a mir shusavia. She leaves the father's domain. V'rabbanon loymanu ela hanach tlasa da'amran. The Chachamim only lists those three cases that the Ran mentioned, Kedisa b'Gemara. Rav Yehuda polig kol chad mehani tlas gavni l'tlasa. Rav Yehuda further subdivides these three categories, each one into three. V'amrin b'yishami sha'af Rav Yehuda lo yamra ela l'chadi b'henesat talmidim. That Rav Yehuda only really said it, the Yishami said, to sharpen his talmidim, but not halacha l'maisa. Okay, so tomorrow, be'ezras Hashem, we will get into what these nine cases are. But really, there are three cases, Yisoyma v'chayyav, and by Geras, Rabbi Yehuda breaks them down, but just for the sake of sharpening his Talmidim. Okay, have a amazing night, Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.